This is John Floridis. Welcome to a Monday Music Special highlighting the 2018 Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival set in Big Fork, Montana. This year's lineup includes Lee Ritenour, the Pat Martino Trio, Edgar Winner, Corey Henry, Poco, Justin Towns Earl, Liz Longley, and Jim Messina. Founded in 2009, the nonprofit Crown of the Continent Guitar Foundation celebrates the love of the guitar and the magical splendor of Montana. The foundation provides scholarships and collaborates with other nonprofit organizations in the Flathead Valley. Their centerpiece event is the Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival. Five distinct different concerts are scheduled during the week, each one showcasing a guitar genre ranging from classical to rock, from slide blues to bluegrass, from songwriting to world beat to acoustic. The workshop offers dozens of local and national scholarship recipients an opportunity to rapidly develop new skills and hone their techniques with some of the world's foremost guitarists. Let's kick back and enjoy a bit of the rock classic Frankenstein by the Edgar Winner Group. As those of us of a certain age can attest, this tune was not only a rare instrumental that was a hit song selling over a million copies, it provided a soundtrack for life in the early 70s. The song has been featured in dozens of movies and TV shows and video games. Here's the Edgar Winner Group and Frankenstein. The Edgar Winner Group with Frankenstein. Corey Henry was born in Brooklyn, New York, where he was playing both piano and B3 organ at just 2 years of age. He played a show at the Apollo Theater when he was six. Yes, you heard that correctly, 6 years old. He started his music career in 2006 by touring with various mainstream and gospel artists. Henry has released three albums, Gotcha Now, Doc, 2012, First Steps, 2014, and The Revival, 2016, the latter two of which charted on the Billboard charts. He previously performed and recorded with the Brooklyn-based jazz ensemble Snarky Puppy. He currently performs and tours with the band Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles. Here they perform Takes All Time, featuring the amazing pedal steel guitar player Robert Randolph.
Way before I was a page, my father told me life could sometimes bring bad days. My mother left before I knew how to tell the difference between the lies. Everything that's true. Growing up, I tried to fail. And honey, when you met me, I was on the path to hell. See, Brooklyn streets is what I knew. At least I know right now what to do and not to do. I saw it takes. Sometimes you win and some you lose. So I paid my late fees, penalties, and every other tax. The big man borrows money, but me never get it back. So no matter what it looks or seems, don't ask me how. Cause I damn sure wasn't wrong back then, and I sure ain't wrong right now. I know it takes all. Some you win and some you lose. But my heart belongs to you. Get right, move along.
Corey Henry there with Takes All the Time. This is John Floridis. You're listening to a Monday Music Special highlighting the 2018 Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival. Guitarist Pat Martino's story is a bit more complex than most. Born Pat Azzara in Philadelphia in 1944, Pat Martino was first exposed to jazz through his father, who was a singer and guitarist himself. He took Pat to all the city's hotspots to hear and meet players like Wes Montgomery and Eddie Lang. Pat later developed a friendship with John Coltrane while immersed in his early studies. He became involved with rock, soul, and fusion music in addition to jazz and had a very strong career when he was diagnosed with a condition referred to as arteriovenous malformation, or brain AVM, a tangling of blood vessels in the brain that leads to seizures and can be fatal. After a successful operation for the condition, he could remember almost nothing. He barely recognized his parents and had no memory of his guitar or his career. He remembers feeling as if he had been dropped cold, empty, neutral, cleansed, and naked. After surgery and a long recovery, he resumed his career after having to relearn the instrument completely from the start. Pat returned to his career and appeared in 1987 in New York, a gig that was released on a CD with an appropriate name, The Return. Today, Martino lives in Philadelphia again and continues to grow as a musician and teacher. "The guitar is of no great importance to me," he muses. "The people it brings to me are what matter. They are what I'm extremely grateful for because they are alive. The guitar is just an apparatus." Here's Pat and his quartet performing Lean Years. Thank you. The Pat Martino Quartet with Lean Years. Jim Messina has had the kind of career many musicians dream of. He's been part of acts like Buffalo Springfield, Poco, Loggins and Messina, and many others in addition to his solo career. Speaking by phone with Jim recently, we talked about his journey in finding a new take on his own musical voice beyond his many collaborations. Maybe tell me a little bit about what's going on for you now as Jim Messina 2018 version. I know one of the things that you did on your most recent recording, if I'm not mistaken, is focused specifically on a flamenco guitar, like as opposed to a classical guitar, a flamenco guitar, which is a little bit different if people know the difference.
Yeah, well, it's a little more soulful. It has a tendency to be a little more mid-range, and the way you approach it is more in a, I hate to use this word, I will loosely use the word jazz, because flamenco players have a jazz of their own that has nothing to do with where jazz really originated from in this country. I needed to find a voice, as you were pointing out, and the time I took away from being from Loggins Messina and started thinking about life, I realized I'd spent all this time helping other people, whether it be, you know, Stephen Stills or Neil Young or Richie Furay or even Kenny Loggins, that they had all kind of gone on with their lives. And it's interesting how there are some acts where people will come back and they will, you know, they will work together and support each other in their careers. But that really wasn't happening with any of those folks. And I thought, well, maybe I need to spend some time on me and figure out who I am and what I am, which would be better in the long run. I've got to go someplace else in my creativity to find new tonality, new chords, new something that just would inspire me. And actually, the album that really got me was Ry Cooder produced an album called The Buena Vista Social Club.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But it just gave me, it opened up my mind to thinking about taking the instrument and time and chord changes in a different direction than I'd ever tried before. And so that was a real fun place for me to go. And I think what happened with that is that I realized that while I can do that as an artist and I can enjoy it, in order to go out and really keep an audience engaged, especially after a long period of time as an artist, I needed to go back to my roots and find out what it is that my audiences love. And I sort of put it all together. And I asked Rusty Young, who was with me in Poco, if he'd join me on that album under Mojito Moon as a featured artist, which he did. And so we brought him in to play steel guitar. And but that album is the one I think that made me realize that I do have a voice and I need to continue to find it and expand upon it. So I'm glad you asked that question. It really was an excellent question to ask.
I sit and stare into the fire, slowly burning. The morning light is near, the starry night is clearly shining. The firelight's dancing from your hair. As you lay sleeping, I watch you dreaming, your smiling eyes reveal exactly how I feel concerning. I love the music that we make and the time we take get to where we're going. And may this melody I bring inspire you to sing a song to keep us growing. There is a warm and gentle breeze softly blowing. The scent of pine is sweet, the moonlight on the leaves are glowing. I turn to you as you away. The night has fallen and daylight's calling. Your open arms reveal exactly how I feel concerning. I love the music that we make and the time we take to get to where we're going. And may this melody I bring inspire you to sing a song to keep us. I love the music that we make and the time we take to get to where we're going. And may this melody I bring inspire you to sing a song to keep us growing.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to a Monday Music Special highlighting the 2018 Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival set in Big Fork, Montana. Singer-songwriters are regularly featured at the Crown Guitar Festival, and that's certainly the case this year. If the name Justin Townes Earl rings a bell, beyond the recognition of his own successful career, it might be that last name, one that he shares with his father, the acclaimed musician Steve Earl, as well as Steve's mentor, the legendary Townes Van Zandt, from where Justin gets his middle name. He's released 8 albums and toured across the country for over a decade. Here he performs Champagne Corolla from his album Kids in the Street.
Hip high and the seat red back. She should be driving something long and black. All I'm asking you, brother, do you know the pretty little thing riding by in a Champagne Corolla? I seen her around here just last night. Today she been by 2-3 times. Ain't you listening to me? Lord, I done told you. Pretty little thing riding by in
something that'll get me where I'm going. Like that pretty little thing riding by in the champagne Corolla, yeah.
This is John Floridus. Stay tuned for part two of this Monday music special highlighting the 2018 Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival in Big Fork, Montana. This is John Floridus. Welcome back to part two of a Monday music special highlighting the 2018 Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival set in Big Fork, Montana. Lee Ritenour has had a consistent presence at the Crown Guitar Festival since its beginning. The multiple Grammy Award-winning guitarist has carved out a legacy of recordings, performances that would be the envy of any musician. In addition to his multiple recordings under his own name, the list of musicians he's performed with is astounding. Just a few of the names included on that list: Dizzy Gillespie, Frank Sinatra, B.B. King, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, Simon and Garfunkel, Phil Collins, Herbie Hancock, Chaka Khan, and Pink Floyd. From his album, A Twist of Writ, here's Lee Ritenour with Fatback. That's Lee Ritenour with Fatback. Classical guitar performances have always been featured prominently at the Crown Guitar Festival, and this year is certainly no different. As solo duo Matteo Mela, born in Imperia, Italy, and Lorenzo Michelli, born in Milan, have performed throughout Europe, Asia, and the United States, Canada, and Latin America, and have been acclaimed everywhere from New York's Carnegie Hall to Seoul's Sejong Chamber Hall, and from Kiev's Hall of Columns to Vienna's Konzerthaus. The Washington Post wrote, "The duo's playing was nothing less than rapturous, profound, and unforgettable musicianship of the highest order." Here's solo duo performing the Allegro from Tango Suite No. 1 by Astor Piazzolla.
Thank you.
That solo duo with the Allegro from Tango Suite No. 1 by Astor Piazzolla. This is John Floridis. You're listening to a Monday Music Special highlighting the 2018 Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival. For painters, the joy and challenge of creation begins with a blank canvas. For Liz Longley, it started in an empty room. I was living in Boston and my roommate had just moved out, so I paced the hardwood floors of her room with my guitar, Longley recalls. I walked back and forth until the songs were done. It was as though they were stuck in the apartment walls. Longley has a gift for culling musical treasures as though straight from thin air, and now the Berklee College of Music graduate and award-winning songwriter is set to share them with listeners with her most recent music. Here's When You've Got Trouble from her album Hot Loose Wire.
Tossing and turning relentlessly, and I know you'd be lying if you told me you were fine. And you've been screaming in your head, swallowing the words that I know you would have said if you just breathe. Oh, my heart is tangled all around you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. Oh, my life is arm in arm with you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble. So what do you need? I'll kiss you awake when you've had a bad dream, and I'll tell you a story, make it up as I go, or I'll sing you a song that I know that you know. It goes, my heart tangled all around you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. Oh, my life is arm in arm with you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. You and I and the vine. Oh, my darling, we're so delicately intertwined. I'll ease your pain, 'cause you ease mine. Oh, my heart is tangled all around you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. All my life is arm in arm with you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too.
That's Liz Longley with When You've Got Trouble. Nathan East is without question a musician's musician. As one of music's most in-demand bass guitarists, he's performed or recorded with Barry White, George Harrison, Michael Jackson, Phil Collins, Beyoncé, Barbra Streisand, Stevie Wonder, and Eric Clapton. On this track, he takes the lead vocal chair as well as bass and is joined by Eric on guitar on their new arrangement of Stevie Winwood's Can't Find My Way Home. Thank you. That's Nathan East with Can't Find My Way Home. You're listening to a Monday music special highlighting the 2018 Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival set in Big Fork, Montana. Long established as one of music's true pioneers, Edgar Winter continues to shine as that rare blend of successful rock and roller, experimental artist, and multi-instrumentalist. A child prodigy who achieved international success early on, Edgar has found an audience in every major entertainment medium, music, film, and television. A prolific writer, Edgar's music encompasses many different genres, including rock, jazz, blues, and pop. From his critically acclaimed 1970 debut release, Entrance, he has demonstrated his unique style and ability to cross genre lines and do the unexpected. Edgar invented the keyboard body strap early in his career, an innovation that allows him the freedom to move around on stage during his multi-instrument high-energy performances. With over 20 albums and numerous collaborative efforts to his credit, Edgar Winter has not been satisfied to ride the wave of popular music stardom, but has continued to challenge himself and his audience. Edgar's live shows consistently receive rave reviews. I had a chance to speak with Edgar Winter by phone recently and asked him what folks can expect at his live performances.
Everything you'd expect to hear from Edgar Winter, going all the way back to Tobacco Road, traditional blues song that I popularized with my brother Johnny. And that has a long, never-ending scream, the Ray Charles-style scream, and then we do like a vocal guitar call and response that really came about when I was playing with Johnny. We had almost a telepathic kind of communication. Having grown up playing together, we knew each other's licks and almost had a sense of what the other was going to do before they did it. So it was really easy and natural to trade licks back and forth. And that's like a tradition that's stayed with us. And, I've done that with every guitarist that I've played with, you know, since Johnny. And then, of course, we'll be doing our biggest hits, the indestructible monster, Frankenstein. I happen to be the first guy to get the idea of putting a strap on the keyboard, having been so frustrated being stuck behind a big bank of keyboards. So, and that's like a simple, like obvious idea, you'd think. But before synthesizers, keyboards were too awkward and heavy, to do that with. Also, songs from our latest CD, Rebel Road, which had a lot of interesting guests. Slash, another great guitarist,
oh, yeah,
played on the title track. And a fellow Texan and good friend, Clint Black, a great,
sure,
country artist, singer, songwriter, and plays great harmonica. I had this song called The Power of Positive Drinking, and he plays some great harp on that. And then at the end of the set, I like to do a tribute to Johnny, and you might do Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo or Jumpin' Jack Flash or Johnny Be Good, songs that we played together over the years. So, and the band, you know, the main thing to me is the caliber of musicianship.
Mm-hmm.
I love the guys in the band, and we love to stretch out and jam and play. Try not to be too overly self-indulgent with it. But, we're not just running through the motions playing the song. We're trying to communicate on stage, with one another and the audience. So I think it's something that everybody's going to have a real good time.
So there you have it. Edgar Winter describing in his own words what you can expect from his live show. Here's a taste of that live show from at least a few years back, a live recording of the Edgar Winter Group and their hit song, Free Ride.
Train to go to life.
the Edgar Winter Group and Free Ride. This is John Floridis. You've been listening to a Monday Music Special highlighting the 2018 Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival. You can find out more about the festival at www.crownguitarfest.org, including links to the websites of the artists featured in this program. This Monday Music Special has been a production